once you get comfortable, you start becoming more into the game, you know what I mean, becoming yourself. I feel like when we first got here, you know, you just come in, you do, you don't want to bring too much attention to yourself. You want to work for it and earn your spot and everything. But I feel like, you know, as long as I keep working hard and doing what I'm doing, then my teammates will know that, you know, I want to be part of this team and I want to help us win.
Because I don't think I expected, one of the rookie running backs to be jumping in there with the ones, you know, 5-6 practices in the camp. So that's why.
Oh, that's why you asked?
That's why I asked, yeah. Did you expect that maybe you'd be getting that opportunity right away?
For myself, I expect myself to get up there in time and really just do it by just hard work and showing them that, you know, that I want to be part of, I want to be in the first team and everything. And really, it's just, you just got to stay humble and keep grinding and just do whatever you can to get up there. And once you do get up there, just keep improving. So I think most importantly, it's just for me to just keep improving.
So, Jamal, you talk about being comfortable. Mm-hmm. I know you're not complacent because you have a lot more work to do, but how comfortable do you feel right now? Like, how much was your head swimming when you got here in May, and how hard was it during OTAs compared to now, where you kind of feel like you are?
I feel now I'm way more comfortable than I was when I first got here. I feel like I'm picking up the playbook better, and once I get everything down, you know, you get little gists of things, and you get little tips in your head of what certain plays are and what your assignments are, alignment and everything. So I feel like you just need time in and really just be focused on what you're doing and not really being distracted. If you focus on what you're doing, then things will come to you in time.
You talk about staying humble. You also have to be confident. Mm-hmm. And I know you're competitive. There's a lot of competition and opportunity here if you can rise kind of above the guy. Are you a really driven guy generally? Because you kind of, in our interactions with you, you're also kind of soft-spoken when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't really talk about, you know, stuff that I do. I just really do it on the field. But I think I'm my biggest critic, and really I just try to prove myself wrong sometimes. And even when people say things about me that I know ain't true or I want to prove them wrong, it doesn't get to me. But I really just put it out there on the field and have that as like a motivator for me too, and to just really just, you know, prove people wrong, but I don't have to say it. I can just show it in action.
How did the three rookie running backs get along? Because you want to be friends, but you're also competing for jobs.
I think it's because we known Jeff for a minute. I mean, Aaron Jones, I've known him since we finished our senior season in college. So, well, he's a junior, but when we all came in to the draft. So it was really just us just helping each other out. And honestly, we all know that the best competition is when it's a positive competition, when everybody's helping each other and everybody knows when everybody's doing hard, everybody's going hard, it makes you want to go harder instead of, you know, hating on somebody for what they're doing and not trying to learn from what they're doing and just trying to do your own thing. So I feel like if we contribute with each other and help each other become better, things become better for us. I think I learned more from Ty because Ty was a receiver, and most thing I feel like I need to work on is my route running. So I find little bits and pieces. Every time I see him run a route, I pay attention to how he does it and what he sees, and then I ask questions about it. And sometimes same thing for him if he sees on how I'm blocking or something like that, and he sees my hands inside, or he has a question on why I did that. So it's always just bits and pieces, give and take. And, you know, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, and we all see it, and that's why we help each other in those particular things.
Aaron says when he breaks the huddle and he has a rookie behind him, the first thing is like he wants to be confident he knows which way the play is going.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's evaluating, picking up on every little thing. So that's another motivation for you, too, is that you're on the same page as number 12.
Oh, yeah, you want to make sure that you know that number 12 knows what you're doing. And that's exactly what we do every time we go in a huddle with them or any quarterback at that. We just want to make sure that we all on the same page, everybody knows what who is doing. So just grateful for the quarterbacks really to put in the time and just to, you know, help us out as being rookies to make sure that we know what we're doing.
There's a balance between what you can teach yourself, what your coach is teaching you, and then the right kinds of questions to ask the veteran quarterback too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can ask even the slightest questions about your stance in a certain formation, you know. Those are things you can just ask them and see how they feel about it. But most of the time is really just how you feel. He really want to make sure that you're comfortable in whatever stance you're in, whatever alignment you're in, and just to make sure that whatever you're doing, that you go 100% in it.
Jamal, when you're going to go with the ones, which is obviously what gets everybody's attention, does Ben tell you in a meeting before practice that you're going to get some work with the ones, or is it just the ones are up 30, you're in?
Yeah, pretty much like that. He just call your number and then you go in there.
So what's the kind of, what's inside you when you get that call? Like,
all to go
excitement,
in there?
Is it nervousness, is it, I got to make them, I mean, or do you not think, you just, I'm in?
Mostly I just worry about my assignment and everything. And once I'm in the huddle, I just really just pay attention to what the play call is, get my alignment, assignment down, tell number 12 or whatever quarterback get in there and try to do my best. And that's either with the starters, the twos, or the threes. So really just work on yourself right now. And whoever in there, you know, they're going to give 100%.
So don't make it bigger than it is.
Yeah, just keep it chill, you know. Don't be a little fan in there. Just go in there and be another teammate and just help everybody.
Jamal, what's it been like rooming with Aaron again? And what have those conversations been like after camp once you guys get back?
Shoot, it's normal. I had me and Aaron been roommates since OTAs, and but we already known each other before OTAs and before we got drafted. So it was like, you know, we have the same agent, so we already been talking, and it's just great to have somebody that I've already had a connection with before, and I'm just grateful to have a teammate like him, and really we get to get along really well, and that's why we want to help each other out.